السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وما من دابة في الأرض إلا على الله رزقها، صدق الله العظيم. Last night in the Taraweeh, we commenced with the 12th juz of the Quran Sharif. وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَمَا مِن دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. There is no moving creature on earth but that its sustenance is on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The sustenance of every living creature is dependent on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ. You heard just a little while ago. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is the one who sends down the sustenance. This sustenance of a person chases after that person just like how his death chases him. How death is behind a person, in the same way the sustenance of a person, until he has not consumed every little bit that has been written for him, he will not leave this world. Ala wa inna nafsa lan tamut hatta tastakmila rizqaha. In the Jummah khutbah you hear. So what it means is this, that until that person has not eaten that last grain that has been written for him in his taqdeer, he will not leave this world. Now that sustenance Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has spread around the earth. Sometimes a person will get it through his profession, sometimes he will get it through farming, sometimes he will get it through his business, sometimes he will get through other sources. Allah Ta'ala has given man willpower, Allah Ta'ala has given him a physical body, He's given him hands, feet, intelligence. Now he must make use of all the faculties Allah Ta'ala has given him and then search for that sustenance, and Allah Ta'ala will provide it for him. So he does not know where it will come from and how much will come. Therefore he has to work for it. He must not just close the doors of his house, go to sleep and say that now it's going to fall into his lap. Although Allah Ta'ala can do that too, but this is a world of means. So when we say that it is in the taqdeer and the sustenance is chasing after that person, then now that does not mean that now that person doesn't have to do anything. Allah Ta'ala will provide. But what the meaning is this, that Allah Ta'ala does not want to give anybody haram sustenance. I'm emphasizing on this point because at present casinos are opening left, right and center. Everywhere casinos, casinos, casinos. And there is such an attraction towards these casinos. Our little children are going to these casinos. Our adults, our men, our women, they are flocking to these casinos. And when a person just wins a jackpot, then it is as if everybody's saliva begins to flow. And we start making statements, what a fortunate person, what a lucky person. The person won 20 million rand, the person won $1 million, the person won so many billion. So many times I have given this example, and alhamdulillah it has helped many people, that the moment you hear the bells ringing that you have won, then you must believe that the bells are ringing for you to now receive 1 million pigs. If it's 1 million, then it's 1 million pigs. If it's 10 billion, then it's 10 billion pigs. The person must truly believe that he is winning nothing but pigs, absolute filth, because Allah Ta'ala says, ritsum min amali shaitan. It is rits, it is filth. So therefore the person must truly believe that any kind of sustenance that is coming through haram sources, it is filth. And Allah Ta'ala is not pleased with that. Allah Ta'ala does not want to give us haram sustenance. But Allah Ta'ala has written it does not mean that now this person is forced to go to the casino. One person said, if Allah Ta'ala has written our risk and sustenance, so from whichever source it comes, He has written it. Na'uzu billahi min zalik, this is our misunderstanding. What it means is that you must go and search for halal sustenance. Then Allah Ta'ala will provide it through halal. If the person is getting it through haram, then it means that he went for that haram. So therefore Allah Ta'ala gave it to him through that haram. And then it will bring all the disasters that haram brings in a person's life. There will be no barakat. Allah Ta'ala will make that person's life miserable. People will have everything, but still they won't have any kind of peace and any kind of contentment, no kind of happiness. So that person, he uses his own willpower, his own faculties, and then he goes towards haram. He wants it through haram. So Allah Ta'ala will give it to him through haram. It depends on what he wants it through. Otherwise, like that, in taqdeer everything is written. But the taqdeer doesn't force a person. If a person has got a knife, with that knife he can cut onions and potatoes, and he can also stab somebody. Now Allah Ta'ala didn't force anybody to take the knife and go and stab somebody. What it means that this person, at a certain time, on a certain day, in a certain place, he will use his own willpower and he will stab somebody with this knife. So that is what has been recorded. Therefore he is blameworthy if he does that. So in the same way here, this risk and sustenance which we are chasing after, if we are going to go for it in the haram direction, then we will get it through haram. But it's going to bring all the disasters. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala, there are quite a few incidents of this kind, but one of the other incidents in his life is that he was going to the masjid and he had a mule with him. And this mule, when he went outside the masjid, then he told one young boy, he said, "Oh, you young boy, just look after this mule here. Let me just go make 2 rakat salat and I'm coming." And in his mind, he had planned that when I'm going to come outside the masjid, then I'm going to give this person 1 dirham or 8 dirhams, whatever it was. So when he came outside, this young person was gone. The mule was there, but he was gone. The noseband that was on that mule, that was gone. So as Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Go and check in the marketplace, somewhere this young boy must have gone." So he found that this young boy was trying to sell that noseband, and he had just auctioned it for that 1 dirham or 8 dirham, whatever it was. So Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, "This is exactly what I had decided, that I'm going to give him that 1 dirham when I'm going to come outside the masjid for looking after this mule." Now he took away that noseband and he went and sold it, he got haram. And what did that haram bring? Now he's going to be punished for that. So he had intended to give it to him in a halal way. On one occasion he was on a camel, and he had planned that after the namaz he's going to give this camel to a certain poor person. And that person disappeared with that same camel. He stole that camel. It was found in his possession. So that Ali radiallahu ta'ala said, "This is what I had planned. I had decided that I'm going to give it to him." But he was hasty. He wanted it through the haram way. So these casinos can open left, right and center. We must not be worried about how many casinos open. As Muslims, we must understand that it is like bone to a dog. That if a disbeliever has to eat of the income that is haram, then it is like bone to a dog. It will strengthen that dog's health. But if a Muslim is going to eat it, because we are believers in Allah Ta'ala, and I'm addressing believers, then we must believe that that bone, if we are going to eat as human beings, then we are going to die. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He can send rizq from different sources, halal. Allah Ta'ala's treasures are unlimited. Therefore Allah Ta'ala says, there's no moving creature, but its rizq is on Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So these casinos and these lotteries and all other things which are tempting us, the person won 20 million, he won 60 million. At that time we must make la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. We must make two, spit. But please don't spit on somebody's face who's in front of it. Make sure there's nobody standing nearby. So we must consider it as absolute filth, like how if somebody has to announce or somebody has to telephone and say, take our name and say that, "How fortunate you are. What a lucky day for you." And the person says, "Why my lucky day?" Say, you must get a big farm ready because I'm just about to transport 1 million pigs for you. What will that person say? Create that hatred for haram in our hearts by thinking of it as pigs. Don't look at it as big money. Flood waters are also waters, but plenty of water. But what is in that flood water? There's nothing but dead animals, carcasses, sewage that is flowing there, filth, absolute filth, and so many other things that will poison the person's body if he has to drink of that flood waters, because it's containing urine and stool and so much of things which he has carrying along the way. Now if that person says, this water is plentiful, plentiful. Yes, it is plentiful, but if you're going to drink it, you're going to die. In the same way for a Muslim, no matter how plentiful the haram, but it is khabis. And if the person is going to eat of that khabasat, of that filth, of that najasat, then he's going to not only cause damage to his physical health, we mustn't think it will only cause damage to his spiritual health. Even his physical health will be affected. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala hasn't kept health in filth. So the person must understand that these casinos, they will open. They will open next to our homes, they will open next to our businesses, they will open everywhere. But are they for us? We must stay absolutely far away. We must distance ourselves from it. No matter how much of halal restaurants open up in the casinos, people are going to the casinos and they're asking, is the chicken halal here? They're very concerned. The chicken must be halal. But what about that earning from the casino? And then they are taking little children. Why? Just for the fun of it. Give them a few rands, just for the fun of it. This fun of it will then make them compulsive gamblers. One day they will become compulsive gamblers. Then we will hold our heads and cry. But it will be too late. So we should not go anywhere near them, and neither should we take our children near them. And sometimes those casinos are so attractive, the architectural beauty and designing is such that it attracts the attention of the person that's passing by. And so many people are traveling from the Transvaal, and even local people and other areas. And when they go past, they say, what does it matter if we just go inside and just look at the beauty of the building? But that is Shaitan's web. In these days, there are so many webs and so many nets that we are getting caught in. Mnet, Eastnet, this net, that net. And then it's all the other webs that are on the internet. So it's nets or webs we are getting caught in. So these are also webs and they are nets, and Shaitan is attracting us through this into the casinos, into the discos, into the rave clubs, into all these type of places. So if we are going to earn through haram, it's not going to bring us any kind of barakat. We just have to be a little patient. Allah Ta'ala has made the rizq muqaddar, and one of the means, of the many, many means of getting rizq and sustenance, whether we like it or not, and that is what Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam told to his people. قُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said, I told to my people that make istighfar, seek forgiveness from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for your sins. He is most forgiving. يُرْسَلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. He will send for you rain in abundance. At the appropriate time when you want rain, then it is going to come. When your crops require the rain, when the people, animals require the rain, Allah Ta'ala will send the rain. It will not cause disaster, it will not be causing damage, there won't be floods. قُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. He's most forgiving. Allah Ta'ala is most forgiving. He really loves forgiveness. So you seek forgiveness, Allah Ta'ala will give it to you. يُرْسَلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. He will send to you rain in abundance. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ. And He will give you an increase in your wealth and in your sons. Allah Ta'ala will give children to that person also. He will give him sons also who will be an assistance and help to him. On what? On istighfar. وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will bestow on you gardens. And He will bestow on you rivers with flowing water. Now you can see all these promises are being made on istighfar. So when Allah Ta'ala is promising sustenance, abundance on istighfar, that you seek from Allah Ta'ala forgiveness for your sins, beg of Him, then Allah Ta'ala will open the doors of halal sustenance for you. He'll give you plentiful of what you are seeking. Then how can the person expect to get that same thing through the casinos? We want halal sustenance, we want sustenance that will give us barakat, that will give us happiness, that will bring peace, that will bring contentment. So how can that come through haram sources? So the person has to distance himself from haram, and in fact accidentally also if he fell into haram, now he must clear that wealth, whatever haram came, he must clear it out, give it as sadqa, give it to the poor and needy, and not even with the niyat of sawab, give it away and forget about it. But don't seek it through haram sources, please don't seek it through haram sources, because it's affecting our ibadat. It's affecting our tilawat, it's affecting our zikr, it's causing friction and fights and quarrels and arguments. We may not see the link. Lots of things we can't see the link. Many a times a doctor tells you that if you smoke, now it's going to cause this problem, that problem, that problem, that problem. Now we can't see it. The person in the smoke, he can't see it. Can the person see it in the smoke? He can't see it in the smoke. But when it goes into his system, then it causes all those problems. So in the same way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is saying that if you are going to consume haram, then this is the problem that it is going to cause. And scientists can make a mistake, but Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes no mistake. So let the lesson of this morning be this, that casinos, discos, rave clubs, or whatever it may be, these are haram establishments, they are nets, they are webs. We should stay far away from these nets and webs, because if we are going to get caught in it, then it will be difficult to come out. The more we are going to go towards it, the more it's going to trap us. The person must just have one winning, and that is sufficient for him sometimes for lifelong casino habit. So don't even go inside to see the designing and the shops that come up in those establishments, and don't even go and eat in those restaurants. Even though they may have a big halal certificate, don't go to those restaurants which are in those casinos, in those such kind of places, because the filth of that place, the stench that is there, the spiritual decadence that it causes, the damage that it causes, we can't avoid it. If there's smoke, then it is going to blacken the walls. Now in such places, those walls are already black spiritually. That darkness will then affect our hearts. And when the darkness will affect our hearts, it is going to affect our entire lifestyle. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the understanding that our rizq and our sustenance, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala can provide from many, many, many sources which are halal. So why should we go and chase after haram? Because not going to bring help, is not going to bring happiness. That one tumbler of water which is fresh and clean and pure, that is going to quench our thirst too, and is going to give us health, and it is going to bring a refreshing us. And that water from the flood waters is going to cause bilharzia and lead to death. May Allah Ta'ala protect me, protect you, protect our children, protect our wives, protect our families, and protect the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Because it's happening around the world. Around the world, all these type of establishments are being opened, because the best clients, especially in our country, they say the best clients are the Muslim clients. They say you must just give them a restaurant. One of the directors or managers of one of these casinos, he said, you must give the Muslims a good restaurant in the casino. And that is the best way to get them in. May Allah Ta'ala give us hidayat. وآخر دعوانا عن الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. Just 2 minutes or a few minutes. It's Sunday morning, nobody is in a hurry. But that other incident, it strengthens our iman. Therefore, whenever it comes to my mind, I repeat it. And I don't know, more than 120 times I must have mentioned it by now. That on one trip we went to Karachi. There, one of the friends, he had some chocolates that he took from here. Some of you may have heard it, and the other listeners over the radio may not have heard it. So he took some chocolates from here. And there it so happened that at night, because that place was infested, a lot of rats were there. So two or three rats must have got into the room, and the bag was open, so they went and nibbled at some of the chocolates. Now those chocolates were intended for somebody in Karachi. So this gave me a very big lesson. I said to the person, I said, look, what a lesson this gives to us. That the milk must have come from some cows in Ashburton or somewhere else. Those cows which had green grass somewhere in those pastures, that milk that went to the dairy. From the dairy, it went to the chocolate factory. If you have to look at the sugar in the chocolate, some plantation in the south coast or north coast, what went into the manufacture, or what went into the growing of the sugar cane, and then transporting it to the mill, and then crushing it and getting the sugar, how much went into it? And then that sugar went to the to the supermarket, it went to the wholesaler, retailer, whatever it is, and finally ended up at that chocolate factory. Then look at all the packaging and look at everything else, all the ingredients that went into the manufacture of this chocolate. Thereafter, from the factory, it went to the wholesaler or to the retailer, and from wherever you purchase that chocolate. Then you buy a 5-6,000 rand ticket and you travel to Karachi. And at Karachi, who eats the chocolate? Mr. and Mrs. Rat. Mr. and Mrs. Rat eat that chocolate. Look at the arrangement that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made for you to carry that chocolate manufactured in South Africa for Mr. and Mrs. Rat in Karachi. If I had told you before departure that please buy a few chocolates from here because there are a few rats that are hungry there, would you have ever done that? So if that Allah, if Allah can make you transport chocolates from South Africa for Mr. and Mrs. Rat to eat in Pakistan, cannot that Allah give you halal risk and sustenance in South Africa? Allah Ta'ala, how can we explain who Allah is? Look at the arrangement he made. No person's aqal will work like that. Nobody will carry like that chocolates from you. And as far as rats are concerned, I always say that if those rats nibbled at chocolates, is nothing to be surprised about. Because rats, two-legged rats, are stealing from the banks, they're stealing from the parliament, they're stealing from the shops, stealing from homes. Two-legged rats are eating up how many chocolates? So what if those rats ate up some chocolate? May Allah Ta'ala give us an understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. So make up niyat and go. We're not going to go anywhere towards haram in future. Go only for halal. May Allah give you al-barakat, plentiful in that halal. Now we're going to read our one tasbih, la ilaha illallah. Those who are sitting, make sure your cars are not obstructing those that are leaving.
La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. La ilaha illallah. 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 الا الله لا اله الا الله محمد رسول الله لا اله الا 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 الله محمد رسول الله لا اله الا 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 الله لا لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ اللہ 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 کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینا اور جام ہے اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم.